Is anybody ready to be blessed? Praise God. I got a question to answer you. How many of you are standing in faith? How many of you are standing in faith for something? You got something you're believing God for and you're standing. Oh, glory. Anybody standing in faith? How can I increase or encourage your faith and cause you to stand? How many of you are standing in faith? I mean, you really got something that only God can do, that you're waiting on Him to do it, and you're believing God to do it. Somebody say, I'm believing for something right now. Wave your fingers if you're believing on something. Come on, not just wishing for something, but literally you got your faith in operation on that issue in Jesus' name. Well, praise God. Isn't that good? That means we must believe in God. Amen? Well, I want to encourage your faith. Do you know what? This is a walk of faith. And until Jesus comes, guess what? We'll continually be walking. But we're getting there. Every step closer to where He wants me to be. I want you to turn in your Bible to Mark chapter 2, verse 2. Anybody standing in faith with me? Say, faith is an adventure. And again he entered, verse 1, and again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed. Therein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Now, I want you to repeat the first part of that. When Jesus saw their faith, he spoke. Guess what? When Jesus saw their faith, he moved. Now, we know that faith is substance for things that are hoped for, evidence of things that are unseen. Look at somebody and poke them in the side and say, God's about to increase your faith. And God doesn't move on faith that he can't see. If you can't see your promise, don't expect to see your promise until you can see your faith. Say, the first step to me receiving what I'm believing God for is me seeing my faith. Now, people say, well, it's out there. No, faith is evidence. Well, if you're believing on God for anything, people, you should have a little bit of evidence there. No matter how long you've been trusting God to do something, guess what? There should be some evidence to your faith. Say, what are you talking about, Brother Ron? Well, I'll tell you what evidence looked like to Jesus. What was the evidence to these people's faith? You don't need evidence that what you're going to get is from God. You need evidence that you believe God. So evidence to these people that needed to have their miracle was the roof torn off. Well, there are a lot of people that stand in faith with torn off roofs. You got to get out there a little bit. Amen. Somebody say, you get out there. Any torn off roofs? Anything's incomplete right now? Because you're trusting in God and you're believing in God. Is there evidence to your faith? You might not have the full completion of what you're believing God for, the complete manifestation. But I tell you what, there could be evidence all about there to encourage your faith. Say, my evidence encourages my faith. See, the devil will come at you and say that God's not with you. God doesn't understand. You'll never get it. It's not going to happen. It's not going to work out. Forget it. Forget it. Forget it. It's taking too long. Hang it up. Hang it up. But Jesus gives us faith, and our faith has evidence. I want you to know there's evidence all about you. Say, I can bless myself looking at the evidence. We walk by faith, not by sight. But you can walk by faith and see the evidence of what the Lord's about to do. Amen? So now look, I'm sitting out here in some faith. What are you talking about sitting out here in faith? You're sitting in the building of faith. You're sitting in chairs purchased by faith. What are you doing? You're sitting on evidence. Glory to God. What are you looking at? You're looking at evidence. The shoes I'm standing in right now is evidence that I believe God and he's going to do what he said he's going to do. Amen. Do you got any evidence? The full promise might not be there, but there should be a little bit of evidence. Can God see any of your faith? And you say, God, I'm believing you for a new house. I'm believing you for a husband. I'm believing you for a wife. I'm believing you for finance. Do you got any evidence out there? Is your roof still on the house, or did you turn the sucker off? Did you rip it off? Listen, I'm believing God to do something, and evidence is I've changed my life to accommodate and to go along with what I believe God to do. I done stuck myself out there. Guess what? The roof's off. Is your roof off? What do you mean when somebody says, well, brother, are you standing in faith? What is standing in faith? It means I'm standing here with my roof off, believing God. Nothing else matters, but I believe he's going to come. Doesn't matter where I'm at right now, but he's coming. I'm standing in faith for the greater promise. Stand there and wait. And every time the devil comes against you, anytime he tries to persecute you, come against your flesh concerning your faith, just put a little bit more evidence over there. What do you mean evidence? What do you mean evidence? Jesus moves on what he can see. See, many times we want to cry out to Jesus, and he said, Lord, Lord, oh, Lord, we're out here. We need you so bad. We need you so bad. He says, no, you got a way out. God jumps on stuff that he knows he has to jump on. Oh, that's when you really see the manifestations of God. When you're truly walking in faith and there's evidence to your faith. A lot of people want to talk about faith, but they're not talking about faith. They're talking about wishes and dreams. Talking about wishing and dreaming and lollipops. Everybody seen that little thing, sugar plums dancing in their head? Amen. Well, there are a lot of people walking around saying they're people of faith. Amen. They're not people of faith. They're daydreamers. There's a difference between walking by faith and daydreaming. That's just sugar plums dancing in their head. Faith walks. Jesus saw their faith. God wants something to work with. Faith, when Jesus can see it, he knows what's going on. Now, check out this. There was another woman in Mark chapter 5, verse 27. When she had heard of Jesus, she came in behind the press and touched his garment. And she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her plague. And immediately Jesus knowing in himself that virtue had gone out from him, turned about in the presence, said, who touched my clothes? Say, faith gets God's attention. Faith cost her something. See, she wasn't supposed to be in that crowd because she had something that made her unclean. I mean, she could have been stoned for just being out in public around people. Wouldn't you call that roof off the house? Roof off the house faith? When you're out there in arenas where you don't need to be, amen? And the only reason why, I mean, if you get caught, I mean, that's faith. Faith to get there to first place, but she said not only she had to get, but if nothing happened, she'd have to get back. And to reach out and touch him. How many of you lost, risk everything just to get a touch, just to get your promise? You can believe God for some stuff that will just destroy where you are to get it. Are you there? Are you there? Faith keeps saying, more evidence. oh, Lord, but I got to see manifestation before I put any. I'm not going to put another thing in there anymore. I'm not going to sink another dime into that thing, faith. I'm not going to sow another word into that thing anymore, faith. I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to do another thing. I'm not going to wait another moment on it, faith. Faith costs you something to get in. And you will find great faith has great risk. Because if it wasn't a risk involved, you wouldn't have to have faith. Then you got to realize that what you're risking in is your faith and not foolishness. So you got to walk to God where you know. So you can't build a case on faith that you don't know whether it's the will of God or not, or whether that thing came out of the Word, or whether it's a selfish desire or not. But when you know that something is of God, you're going to have to risk something to grab a hold of it. Faith and evidence. One man said, you show me your faith, I'll show you my works. They go hand in hand. They go hand in hand. Somebody said, I'm believing God for a job, but they never get out of their house to find one. Faith walks and talks. There's evidence to your faith. I'm believing God to put money in my mailbox, but you never get up out of the bed. You don't even get up to pray and claim it and to walk to the mailbox to turn the key. Evidence. See, faith's got to jump from your heart to your feet. Faith that's just in the heart and not in your feet, not in your action, that's flakes. You catch a flake always talking about something but never walking it out. But you get around faith people, it could get rocky sometime because they're going to walk out what they're talking about sooner or later. Might get a little bit scary, but they're walking it. Are you a talker or a walker? Faith walks. There are a lot of people that say they're of faith. They ain't no faith. There ain't nobody out there risking something. They don't got no faith. Faith causes you to trust God even when you don't understand and you don't see. Amen? You find people always playing it safe. They ain't got no faith. Faith will cause you to believe God and will cause you to act like you're going to get what you're getting before you got it. What do you mean, faith? You believe in God to be rich and prosperous. How many people out there claiming to be that? Well, if you're not acting like it already, guess what? It ain't going to come. Do you have evidence that what you believe? What is the evidence you believe that you're going to have lots more to come? You can give away what you got. You're not afraid to give now. What's the evidence that I believe that my God shall supply all of my needs? I don't supply my own. He supplies it, and it keeps coming in. Somebody say, let it come in, Lord. And you start walking in that faith, and you'll find out what you can't do, God will get it done. And you start living a lifestyle of faith and not of your own understanding, and you start walking by faith, you'll wake up, and when you get discouraged, your atmosphere, so you can charge your atmosphere with the presence of God, and that you know what? That even the physical things in your life will encourage your faith. I'm sitting up here believing God for more. How about you? Why? Because my roof's off. And I get up there, and I'm sitting up there, and I say, whoa, I'm believing. And I sat up there, and God said, just look up and look straight ahead. See, God's done hooked us up. See, the whole of it's not there yet, but God's done a whole lot. And I was sitting there in my office, and I was sitting there in the office, and I was looking at all the beautiful things that God has done in there. Somebody said, well, that's just materialism. No, that's faith in action. Glory to God. The Lord did that. You don't know how that stuff came. And the Lord said, look at all the evidence here. Do you think you would come this far for me to drop you off alongside the way? Say, God didn't bring us this far to leave us. You didn't come this far to get ditched off. He's going to ditch you off. He would have done it a long time ago. He didn't set you up to let you down. There's evidence that he's about to do something. There's evidence. You got evidence all about your life. You know what? You want to find out what's going to happen in your life, what kind of evidence you got around you. Somebody said, I'm going to be planted in the land of the righteous. Well, what is the evidence? Might be your relationships. What kind of people do you know? That's evidence of where you're going. So Jesus saw, he saw her faith, and what he saw was evidence, and God jumped on what he could see. God will jump on what he can see to bring you what you can't see. Do you got faith that God can see? Is it out there? Do you have something that God can work with? What do you got to work with? Maybe it might be a little bit of a few fish and a loaves of bread, but it's evidence. Step up. Step on up. Don't jump on nothing where there's no evidence. Don't jump on nothing where there's no evidence. So let me see your faith. Let me see your faith. Amen. Don't let me just hear your faith. See, your confession is another thing, but it's not. See, that's just a confession. But, you know, I want to see evidence to your faith, whether you believe God or not. See, and people would think they're, everybody would say they're of faith. They're not of faith at all. Let me see the evidence of your faith. Well, look. What are you believing God for? What are you trusting in God for? What are you trusting in God for? I mean, what is it that you believe God to do? What did He promise you? Are you prepared? Are you prepared for it? Why don't you take a step up and give God just a little bit of evidence, something to work with? There are some people out there right now, and you might be one. God says, I see the evidence. I know you're serious. God says, hey, I know you're serious. I know you mean business. See, there are certain people, God just looks down, and He looks down, and He says, I just see the evidence there. There's too much evidence there. That person means business. See, He hears my prayers and sees my faith. And God's not going to let you down. The Lord will not let you down. Somebody say, go out, tap somebody, say, risk a little bit. God will be faithful. And you know what's funny? You step out there in faith, and you put out your little bit of evidence, and what I found out about God is He'll match your evidence. You put your faith out there, and then He'll set something else out there to match your faith. And it's called the walk of faith. It's called the walk of faith. See, the devil will try to test you. He will try to try you. He'll try to come against your faith. But all you got to do to encourage your faith is take a step of faith. And you take one step of faith, and God will send somebody else and say, here's another step of faith. And each step will build confidence to where you know what God wants to do. To where your whole, what did I mean? Your atmosphere will be charged with faith. I mean, when you start to believe God, it might take a little bit of time for your manifestation to come to pass. But let me tell you what, that from the moment you start believing God and trusting God, evidence should begin to start to happen all about you. Well, I'm believing God. Well, see, I use this scenario for me because we have to set the example of faith. Be one thing to talk about faith but never walk in faith. Well, you can use the same thing, you know, you can use the same thing that I use, but according to your life. Are you surrounded in faith? Every day you get up, you meditate, and you walk in it, amen. You take a step. Before you know it, your faith will become your promise. Faith becomes the promise. Faith becomes the promise. It doesn't bring the promise, but faith itself becomes the promise. It's not all there yet, but it's in the works. When we put these chairs out here in Nations Church, there weren't enough people to fill the chairs. But faith put the chairs here, amen? And when we saw the chairs, it was evidence that God wanted to do something. But in these chairs, it will become the promise. See, God will build it around you. He'll build your promise around you if you surround yourself in faith. He'll build your promise around you. He's already working on it. How many of you notice that God is already working on your promise? He's already working on your promise. You got to learn to cooperate with Him. Somebody say, it's already in the works, devil. God's already doing it. And He's pacing Himself. God is pacing Himself. He won't be pressured by the devil. He's pacing Himself. He works on what He wants to work on when He wants to work on it. He paces himself. And what the Lord does, he does it well. Rest assured. And all we have to do is stand in the middle of faith. What do you mean? Stand in the middle and watch God do it all around you. Say, I'm standing in faith. See, if the devil doesn't run you off from your promise. See, there are a lot of people that come close to their stuff, but they let the devil run them off from the promise. But you can hide yourself in the promises of God, and you can hide yourself in faith and watch God do it. You just stand there believing God and trusting God and confessing God and responding to God. Say, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart. Your promise is going to come to pass in Jesus' name. My promise is going to come to pass in Jesus' name. Do we know how? No. Do we have to know how? No. All we need to know is Jesus. Say, he'll do it. And start to rejoice. And I want you to open your eyes and say, God, show me my faith evidence. What did God mean? See, evidence could have been when you got that furniture. Evidence. You didn't have the house to put it in. Evidence. Just look around your life and see the evidence of the presence of God. He's going to bring that thing to pass. There's evidence there. There's evidence there. Say, I believe, and I can step into fully confident. Fully confident. That's the will of God. And not be afraid to take action after my faith. See, I'm ever growing in faith. I'm increasing in the knowledge of God. Why? Because I'm right in the middle of the will of God. I'm in the center of the will of God. See, I heard heaven tell me, he said, don't worry about a thing. I see your faith. See, many people want to cry out to men. They want to cry out to women. They want to cry out to everybody. Amen. You don't have to cry out. Your faith will cry out for you. The evidence of your faith is going to cry out for you. Say, my faith speaks loud. See, there have been many people that have fear speaking for them. And fear calls the devil, things you build by the devil. Fear is like a big X on the spot. Land here, Satan. Land here, Satan. I plan to fail. Fear. But you need to break down all that fear. Anything you've been planning for, amen, planning for destruction, saving up for hard time. Guess what? It'll come. You prepare for it, it'll come. But if you trust in Jesus and you believe in Jesus, you build your case there. Faith. God will meet faith. The devil jumps on fear, but God moves on faith. How many of you got stuff stored up on the fear side? I don't have anything on fear side. I don't got nothing to fall back on because I didn't intend on falling back. Somebody say, is that foolishness? No, I just believe and trust in God. Amen. He has not let me down yet. Glory to God. Might have got tight. Amen. Might have got tight. But tight don't mean failure. Tight don't mean losing it. In the end, he proved to be faithful. But I'm loaded on the faith side, and I'm looking for something else to stock it up, to let the devil know that I believe God. I will not be distracted. I'll not be turned around, but I'm going to go for God. Well, what's the evidence of your faith? After you sold everything out, I'll find somebody else to trust and believe God, somebody else to stand there. I believe God. And wherefore, sirs, it shall be even as it was told me, perfected faith, not foolish faith. See, there have been a lot of people out there trying to walk in faith, hadn't been taught in this thing. They don't understand how this stuff works. They're not in faith, they're in foolishness. But we can learn faith and have our faith prevail and win. In Acts chapter 27, verse 25, say, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. Do you know that your cheerfulness and your attitude, God can use your attitude as evidence of your faith? Well, I don't have anything to show. I don't have anything to give. Well, your attitude is evidence. Your attitude can become evidence. It says, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, in Acts chapter 27, verse 25, For I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Say, it's going to be even as it was told me. And the evidence that I believe it is my attitude. I'm not shaking in my boots. My knees aren't quivering and shaking. I'm standing strong in the faith. I've got a good report. It's going to be just as it was told me. Cheerfulness. God's teaching us how to stand in faith. See, he's teaching us how to stand in faith and how to allow our faith to bring manifestation. How to allow our faith to bring manifestation. See, and before you can start to sow in other things, the first thing you need to sow is your attitude. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And cheerfulness is something that you sow. See, because you won't be able to develop attitude, you know, your faith beyond your attitude. See, there are many people that are trying to develop great faith, but they got a bad attitude. Your attitude will govern your faith. Anybody know they get these real fast vehicles and they put governors on the vehicles that will only go but so fast? It will only go but so fast. You get a real fast car and they'll fix that thing to where that thing will not go over a certain speed limit. Well, listen, there are some of you that got great faith. Great faith that can do great things. Oh, good. Your talk is probably the measure of the ability and potential of your faith. Your confession is the marker of the potential of your faith. But your attitude is the governor on that potential. Anybody tried to move in great faith with a bad attitude? Won't happen. That's why when God's ready to do something big, he said, everybody get excited. That's why God works miracles in the shout. Why? Because it's hard to have a bad attitude when everybody's shouting and rejoicing. Amen. It takes the cap off of it. It opens it up, and the door's wide open. The governor's gone. See, your attitude tries to keep you in check. Don't get too, you know, you get all excited, you get all crazy. You'll start to believe God for anything. You know that's not going to come to pass. You better calm yourself down. See, it's a psychological thing. It's the flesh working against you. What kind of attitude do you have? Say, my attitude is the evidence of my faith. See, there have been a lot of people that Jesus went to move in some towns and stuff like that. And people would ask questions, and he would check their attitudes. He would check the attitudes out there, and he would perceive in his spirit that something wasn't right. Why? He would perceive by their attitude. Some people say that your attitude is a standard, will also govern your altitude. Your attitude determines your altitude, how high you will fly. So I'm going to get my attitude together so my faith will work. And you got to get things out of your spirit and away from your present that are going to work against your attitude. See, because faith is a spiritual thing. Faith is a spiritual thing. Faith happens. See, faith happens. But you can help it. Faith will flow. What is faith? Faith is, you know, the promise is the will of God. So he wants that to happen. What you're believing for is the will of God. So God wants that thing to happen. And if there's a holdup someplace, it's in us. So we check ourselves and say, I know he's trying to get it here. I might have to grease something up so it can flow through a little bit better. I'm excited about this. Why? It's because I believe that we've learned about two or three things that can help us bring our promise to pass. two or three things that we learn that can help us bring our promise to pass. One, put some evidence on your faith. And keep it up. Don't be no Indian giver with your faith. Well, I believe this thing gonna get better, so I'm gonna sow a better attitude, and I'm gonna be this. I'm just gonna pray, or I'm just gonna do. Well, if you put it out there in faith, keep it there. If you're gonna stand in faith, stay there. Don't move. Don't be wishy-washy with your faith. You know, I changed for 2 days. Well, that didn't work as fast as I thought it would, so I'm gonna go right on back to what I was doing before. No, if you're gonna put it out there, keep it there. Get some endurance, amen? Learn to make a covenant, learn to make a pact, and learn to stand there. That's that attitude that causes you not to stand. See, that governor comes on there and said, okay, that's enough. That's all you have to sow there. I mean, that's it. That's it. 3 weeks is up. You just weren't using you. You better. That's it. Stop. Stop, governor. Stop. Stop. No. See? No. No. I sowed that, and that's something I gave. See, the ability is not, the ability, the power is what I gave. See, the power is in what I gave. How powerful is what you gave? How powerful is what you gave? When you decide to do something, you know, you decided to change, even when people don't deserve it, amen, you decide, I'm going to change myself in that area, and I'm going to give that because there's power in my gift. I'm going to change my attitude toward that, whether they deserve it or not. Hey, I'm going to stand, and I've decided, and I've ran it through my spirit. This is how I'm going to be. I'm going to be this way, and I'm not going to budge. Why? Because I gave that. Are you understanding? And I'm going to stand in it, and there's power in that. Any faith people in the house? See, I learned the confession stuff. How many of you already knew about confession? You picked that up in the last couple years about the confession. But now you're learning to stand. And now you're learning about how to stand in faith. And you stand in faith surrounded by what? Evidence. And see, evidence goes both ways. You contribute your part, and God will contribute his part. And evidence will speak to you. And evidence will talk to you. And you can get to the point to where your evidence will scream louder than the devil. To where you see what happens when your faith's about to give out and you're about to feel weak. And it's like, oh, I just can't see God's got it set up when you worked it right. See, when you worked it right, your evidence will see. A lot of people can't work it right because they don't have any evidence because they didn't step out in the right kind of faith. See, other people see, if we had done Nations Church and we had done it in the wrong kind of faith, see, we stepped out there and we went and got what we needed. We stepped out in faith and went big and went grand. So that when the devil would tempt us to be weak in faith, you know, so I don't see anything around here. See, now it's hard. Why? Because evidence is all about us. So we're surrounded in evidence so that we can walk sheltered. Oh, don't you know the devil will come? Oh, the devil will come. When you're believing God for something, the devil will come against you. He'll come. He'll come against you. He'll try to wear you out. He'll try to tear you down. Amen. He will come. But if you did it right, you can hold stable. Say, he got a hard time to get me because there is evidence all about. He's got a big thing to mess up. Evidence to your faith, and your manifestation will come. Now start on something else. So you get to the point to where your stuff is done. Now it's up to God. You get to the point to where your stuff is done and the rest is up to God. So you get to the point to where your stuff is done and the rest is up to God. Say, God, there's the vase. There's the vessel. You fill it. Amen. And the rest is up to him. Then you go and you start on something else. Use your faith someplace else. Don't let the devil get to you, but you use your faith someplace else. Your faith won't disappoint you. What would satisfy me tonight is to see somebody say, I understand what you're talking about. Amen. I'm going to get out there and do it myself in Jesus' name. I'm going to get out there in that type of arena, and I'm going to do it myself. You got somebody else here in the Woodlands, Texas, that decided to stand in faith and see something happen. I will not be weak. I'll be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I'll rip the governor off of my faith. Yes! By having a good attitude. Unified faith. Write that down. Unified faith. Unified faith. What's unified faith? That's the power of agreement. Unified faith. Things happen quickly when you get people to get unified faith. When people get an agreement, stuff happens. When everybody's saying the same thing, believing God for the same things, things come real quick. See, people, unified faith is also evidence. Do you know that? When you walk in faith the right way, other people are going to start to believe what you believe concerning your stuff. So that when you get down, you didn't spoke to them enough that they come back to you and they're going to start to tell you what you need to hear, because that's unified faith in action. When you work it right, when you work it right from the start at the end, it won't disappoint you. Brother Hagin, where he was talking about the spirit of death. Remember the spirit of death? And there was a person that they were praying for to get deliverance, that were going to die. They just saw the spirit of death and they were praying for this person to be delivered from death. And they couldn't get the person up from the deathbed, and he had felt that he had a word from the Lord. And the word was, no, I can't stop what spiritual law has already been set in motion. What do you mean? How am I tying that into what I'm talking about right now? Faith. Well, see, your faith that you set in motion when you started it will tell it how it closes out. There's something set in motion that can't stop. Well, if you start the thing right, at the end, it won't disappoint you. And see, there are many people that just start and quit, and then they want to pick it up at the end. No, you got to follow it through. See, there, you got to start it with your confession, amen. Then you got to apply action to what you got to do. You got to sow in it. You got to be obedient. Faith will always cost you something. If you don't pay the price for faith, guess what? In the end, it will give out. God didn't give us anything. He honors our faith. You see, there are a lot of people that think that in fairy tale and God, like he's the tooth fairy or the leprechaun and the pot of gold at the end of the tunnel. Please, please, oh, be nice. Feel sorry for me. Help. Oh, oh. He honors our faith. He gives us what our faith can grab. Maybe that's better. Isn't that better? He gives us what our faith can grab. God hadn't given me anything that I didn't receive by faith. Well, if you don't got it, maybe you haven't learned to receive it by faith. See, I can see it, but now I got to learn how to grab a hold of it by faith. By faith. By faith. You should be shouting now because you know you got it. Maybe you're not there yet. Maybe you don't got it. I don't know. But I believe, you know, how do you know whether you got it? You look around and you see the evidence. Amen. Evidence is there. I can touch it. Glory to God. It's just not out in the now and now, amen. It's not out there in the here and now, amen. It's right here. It's right here, right there in front of me. We can reach out our hands and grab a hold of it and bring it to pass. But faith brings it near so we can grab it. Faith calls it to us and brings it near. Faith gets God's attention. Real faith does. He's trying to upgrade our faith so that we can let him do what he wants to do. Say, great is the Lord our God, who alone doth mighty works and wondrous things. How many of you are glad about faith? Anybody glad about faith in this place tonight? Or some of y'all probably don't know about it yet. Does anybody know about faith? Stand up if you know about it and go and work it. Watch God bring it to pass. Suddenly, he'll turn it around. He'll turn it around. He'll cause your miracle to come. He'll cause it to come. He'll cause it to come suddenly.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in The Woodlands, Texas.